So yeah, they said there was supposed to be 10 inches of snow last night. I walk, open the window, wake up, open the window, there's nothing out there. Went to get some gas, asked the guy next to me. I said, I thought it was supposed to be 10 inches. He said, there's supposed to be 3 inches they're calling for. But irregardless, they always lie about the weather to put you in fear. This whole reality is a death cult. It's to try to put you in fear. Try to put people against each other. A lot of times people argue and fight, not based on anything, based in reality. They argue and fight based on past experiences or fear darts, insecurities, lies they told themselves, bloodline, mind control, culture mind control. It's really so bizarro land. And I've talked to so many people in my life that I see the same pattern repeat everywhere. I had to really get by myself for a long time and meditate. I had to pray to God. I had to say, Lord, I really said, Lord, what's going on? I would go home after work for 6 months. I'll just sit there. And I said, Lord, I'm thinking, Lord, I'm not moving until I see what's going on. You know, I'm reading my Bible while I'm there and studying. But I sit there for 6 months saying, Lord, what's going on? And I just sit there waiting for an answer. I didn't know he was going to speak to me audibly, but he spoke to me audibly. He said, it is right in front of you. It is right in front of you. He said, it's right in front of you. In an audible voice. And I was like, shocked. I said, oh, it's right in front of me. What does that mean? So I started looking right in front of me as I was sitting there in the chair. There was a shelf and some books and some paper. That was what was in front of me. I thought he meant like right there in front of me, but he meant everywhere in front of you. No matter where you're at, it's right in front of you. And so I still didn't get it. So sick, because I was dumb, you know, just like any human. We're all dumb without God. Without me, you could do nothing. You can't even understand anything without God. You don't have any perception of reality without God. So 6 months later, I mean, I'm sitting there trying to figure out what he's talking about, looking up the word book and the shelf and all that, and trying to figure out how it all fits, and I still couldn't get it. So I was kind of distraught because I couldn't figure it out. And I think he lets you come to the end of yourself so that you depend on him, you know. And so I said it again. I said, Lord, I still don't get it. And he said really fast, it is right in front of you. Like he was mad, not mad, but he was frustrated that he said it once, he ain't saying it again. He said, that's pretty much what it was. I'm not saying it again, it is right in front of you. 2 months later, I still couldn't get it. I said, I'm sorry, I can't get it. And I was, I wasn't working a job. I was working, I was selling books on Amazon. And I was, it was because I had free time because I was selling books on Amazon. I was making pretty good money on, you know, but I was working my 16-hour days, you know. And so I finished shipping about 40 books, or boxing them up, wrapping them up. And I jumped in the bed and I looked behind me. I jumped in the bed and my feet towards the wall, my head towards the window. And I turned around and I saw this spiral light. And I thought, well, I had like 1,000 thoughts all in 1 second. I guess aliens are real. I guess the end of the world. I guess this is the rapture. I guess this is it. I'm going to be dead. I'm going to be, for all my sin, I'm going to be judged and be killed right here on the spot. And nothing happened for like a second. I said, well, maybe this is a portal out of here because I'm trying to get out of this crazy place. So maybe I'll jump into the portal. And I think it understood that I was getting ready to jump into the portal. I was getting ready to jump in it. if it wouldn't have faded away. And so it faded away within like 3 or 4 seconds. And so I was getting ready to jump in it just to escape this place, because I knew this place was ridiculous. Even before I saw the code and stuff, I knew I was in a crazy place. The flesh is nothing but sin. The natural realm is weak, and it's just the natural realm. It's not the spiritual realm. And what I learned after that, so when I saw the Shekinah glory, I woke up the next, and I went right to sleep. I thought, well, I made it through this, whatever that was. I made it through it. So I woke up the next morning thinking everything was just the same as it always was. The same as it always was. I thought it was the same as it always was. But it wasn't. Once you see something like that, you can't unsee it. But it's so powerful, it knocked me down. I was stumbling through the hallway just to get to the kitchen. I couldn't even do my job. You know, I've been doing selling books online for 5 years. I'm glad God stopped me, because I was sitting at the computer too long, getting out of shape, you know. But he stopped me in my tracks, and he started revealing the code. You can call it Bible code, creation code, whatever you want to call it. I really don't care. It's just the code. What it comes down to, the word Bible means codex. It's a book. Biblios, codex, code. The Bible's a look. The plumbing code, the electrical code, the Bible's a codex. Books are called codexes, codex, whatever. You're in the book. You're in a book. 3D cartoon land is a book. You're in the Bible. You're actually in it. If the books are going to be opened, and you're judged by the books that are open, do you not think you're in a book now? You're in a book. You're in a script. Your name reveals your calling. Can you change your calling? Yeah, if you change your name. Can you change your calling? Yep, yeah, if you can't change your name. I noticed when I went by my middle name, people persecuted me. I changed my name to my first name, and people started acting respectful and treat me with respect. And if they didn't, I'd call them out on it, and they'd zip their lip, you know. Your name is important. Your name is your calling. And so, when people speak a word or a name, it's powerful. You have the negative and you have the positive. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. When people start saying negative words towards you and trying to demasculate you and tear you down and all that, you get away from that person, and you get away from them fast, unless they repent and get saved, or repent and straighten up and get right, you know. But things don't change overnight. It's a process. And so you don't change overnight. I don't change overnight. I know that. I've learned it. And some people never change because they don't think they need to change. The ones who can wake up and say, hey, I need to change, there's hope in that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the ones who say, I'm okay, you're okay, have it your way, McDonald's. The ones who don't think they need to change are the ones who need to change the most. But they'll never admit it because of pride. If somebody could admit, hey, I messed up, I need to change, that's humility. God can work with that kind of person. And even if it is a prideful person, he will knock them down and put their hip out of joint, like Jacob wrestled with God, and God changed his name to Israel. Why do you think God changes names? Jacob means supplanter. He changed his name to Israel. And all these esoteric people saying, Israel means, what do they say? Israel. No, he changed his name to Israel as a person the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? Changed his name to Israel. And they always try to go back to the Egyptian God. Don't you know that the devil's outside of time? He tried to set you up, make you think that Jesus is a myth, and because the prophecy in Genesis 3, the devil could solve all mysteries, king of Tyre, but he was just trying to mess you up to get you to deny that Jesus is real. The prophecy of Jesus was before all the Egyptian gods and all that, so you got to wake up to the game. This is a big game being played on you. You're under mind control and don't even know it. And the devil's system and the cults and the Freemasons and the Jesuits, they're all the music, the Hollywood, they're all attacking your soul and your mind and your will, emotions, intellect. They're attacking you, spirit, soul, body, to keep you from finding the truth. You know, Jesus alone saves, and he is the truth.